Senators spent Wednesday afternoon kicking the tires on a medical marijuana proposal backed by Fleming Island Republican Rob Bradley. I'm Nick Evans. At this point, medical cannabis isn't a new issue in the Florida legislature. Republican lawmakers have brought forward proposals in each session since the state approved low-THC marijuana in 2014. Democrats have been introducing measures even longer. Still, the state Senate is handling the issue with kid gloves. Few ideas have proven more divisive, and the differing perspectives can be seen in the number of proposals competing within the chamber.
Senate Bill 614 by Senator Brandis, Senate Bill 406 by Senator Bradley, Senate Bill 1388 by Senator Artilis, Senate Bill 1666 by Senator Brannon, Senate Bill 1758 by Senator Grimsley.
Wednesday, the Health Policy Committee attempted to compare and contrast the five bills with a particular focus on the one backed by Fleming Island Republican Rob Bradley. His idea is one of the more conservative proposals, maintaining much of the current framework for growing, distributing, and selling marijuana.
So where do we go from here? We need to build on the foundation that has been laid, learn from the mistakes we've made, which there are mistakes, and build on our successes, which, although it doesn't get reported a lot, there are successes.
Meanwhile, St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis wants to abandon that system and establish a more free market model. The authors of Amendment 2 are backing that proposal. But Bradley argues marijuana is medicine and it needs to be treated differently.
Senators, this is not the selling of lawnmowers or office supplies. In those cases, there should be unlimited markets free from government oversight.
Young believes each proposal offers interesting ideas, and she's aiming to braid them together before the measure passes through her committee. But that means settling a number of important questions. Some of them, like a 90-day patient-doctor relationship, are easy.
Right, and I think it's worth noting here that all of the bills do away, I believe all of them, do away with the 3-month waiting period that's an existing law.
Some, like the number of eligible growers, vary widely, but Bradley is ready to amend his original proposal.
You know, I do believe that 406 is too restrictive, based on the feedback I've received from many of my colleagues in terms of the number of licenses and the competition that would need to be created.
Others are relatively new. Fort Myers Republican Senator Elizabeth Beniquisto raises the question of long-term visitors.
How would we deal with that? Because I know I'm not the only district in the state that has a snowbird population who might get ill while they're in town.
Senators raised a number of other significant questions as well, but answers will have to wait. The committee held no vote, and whatever changes they agree on will likely be discussed at the next hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.